There is a house in our neighborhood that for the last month or so has been decorated for Halloween. I'm not talking subtle decoration. I'm talking probably close to 50 skeletons of people, animals, spiders. They are all over the house, including climbing the walls on the outside. They are set up in various scenarios. There's a graveyard, a gathering of pirates, a fortune teller booth, all populated by skeletons dressed in appropriate garb. And a digital timer counting down the days to Halloween. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, so I love this stuff. Halloween, Day of the Dead, Samhain, All Saints and All Souls Days, they all fall around the same few days at the end of October and the beginning of November. They are holidays that remind us of death and those who have died. The traditional costumes of ghosts and skeletons, and even a lesser extent witches, give us the chance to play with, dance with, even take on the persona of aging and death. It is the only time when we bring death out into the open. Halloween, All Saints, All Souls, Day of the Dead, Samhain, give us a chance to also remember those around us whom we have loved and who have died. Not in a somber way, but in a way that reminds us of the essence of who they were and the things that they loved. The Day of the Dead altars are filled with mementos that belong to the loved one, offerings of food and drink. My friend Laura, a practicing neo-pagan, would often open her house and her Samhain altar for others to share memories and mementos of their loved ones to be added to her own. In general, as a society, we tend to shy away from and keep death hidden away. But interestingly, up until the 1940s, most deaths in the United States happened at home. In the Victorian era, children, particularly girls, were given death kits. These included a coffin, a doll, and mourning clothes. The children, especially girls, were given these kits to help them prepare for, not if, but when they experienced death of a family member. Women and girls were the ones who prepared the dead for burial, so they needed to be prepared and practice. They needed to be prepared for the everyday reality of death. With advances and innovations in medicine and the decline of the multi-generational household in the last century or so, death rarely takes place in the home anymore. And so death has become something that is out there, away from us, something that we can just kick further down the road and perhaps ignore until we have to realistically face it. We are all going to die. And I don't mean this flippantly. Death of a loved one is always tragic, especially in war, sudden inexplicable disease or accident. Working as a hospital chaplain in the neuro ICU, I sat with people who were dying and their families, and I watched the different ways they confronted death. And as I age, I think more and more of my own mortality and how I am going to face death, not in a morbid way, but in a way that is preparatory, because I am not going to escape it any more than anyone else. And this is one of the reasons I like Halloween, Day of the Dead, Samhain, because for this brief time, we may look at death, maybe not honestly or even seriously, but it is there. These holidays provide the possibility of remembering death and those who have died with celebration, hospitality, and even joy. To celebrate those who have died and to remember their meaning in our lives. There is a term in the Christian tradition called the communion of saints. This term means that we are all connected both to the living and to the dead. We belong to each other in inexplicable ways, even if it's just through memory and love. Amen and blessed be.